Thank you for joining us. My name is Sarah Jones. That's S-A-R-A-H-J-O-N-E-S. And I'm a home care provider here in Fresno, and I'm a member of the National Union of Healthcare Workers. We're here today because Fresno County home care workers have been denied our right to a free and fair election. Last Friday, local members of the National Union of Healthcare Workers came within a handful of votes of winning back our union. But SEIU outsiders stole the election with threats, bribes, and lies. And hundreds of ballots remain uncounted. Today, we're announcing our intention to file formal charges with the California Public Employees Relations Board against SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, for hundreds of acts of misconduct and against the State Mediation Service election officer for a fatally flawed process. Thousands of home care providers called for this election in March because we were tired of SEIU's corruption and undemocratic practices. For almost 2 years, California healthcare workers have been subjected to relentless attacks by SEIU's Washington, D.C. officials. They've tried to break us apart from Kaiser Hospital workers and force us into a union without allowing us to vote in a fair election. SEIU even took over our union because we demanded a fair election. We petitioned the county for this election because we believed that it would finally be our opportunity to make a free choice in a democratic election. But SEIU has shown that they will even break the law to stop us from having that choice. Throughout the election, SEIU demonstrated an appalling disregard for the truth and the law. In mailings, phone calls, and at our doors, they threatened us over and over that we would lose our health insurance, our paid hours, and our wages if we voted for NUHW. They threatened us, they bullied us, they harassed us in our homes. California's Myers-Milius-Brown Act makes it illegal for either an employer or a union to discriminate, threaten, or do anything against any employee for choosing a union or for participating or not participating in union activities. There are several of us here to share our stories today with you. These are just a few examples of hundreds of instances of misconduct by SEIU. I myself experienced violations of my right to choose NUHW. Like my 10,000 co-workers, SEIU representatives lied to me when they said that if I voted for SEIU, then they could stop the wage cuts by the Fresno County Board of Supervisors. They went even further. They lied and said that if we voted for NUHW, our wages would be cut. In fact, our wages are already going to be cut on July 1st because SEIU failed to stop the cuts. But that didn't stop them from lying to Fresno County home care workers. I'd now like to introduce Polly Pove to tell her story. Polly?
Hi, my name is Polly Pove, P-H-A-L-L-Y-P-O-V. I'm a home care county Fresno worker. I was denied by right to a free and fair election by SEIU, and I demand by my right to vote in a free and fair election. I demanded that this election be overturned. Here's what happened to me. Two SEIU members came to our doors and say, if you vote for NUHW, you'll lose your health care. Thank you.
Thank you, Polly. Our next speaker is Kang Yua. Kang?
Hi, my name is Kang Yua Yang. Well, it's spelled K-A-N-G-Y-O-U-A, Yang, Y-A-N-G. And I'm here, I'm speaking on behalf of some of my members that, especially one, her name is Pai Lee, and she says that she has encountered SEIU, and they came over to her place. Two organizers harassed her, and they bribed her. They told her that if she vote for SEIU, then they would write her a check for $50. And she told them that no, that is illegal, and that wouldn't last her. It would not last her throughout the month for a rice bag. So she, and they told her that if she votes for NUHW, then her wages will be cut back to minimum wage. And she told them that she does not accept their offer. So she refused their check. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Our last speaker is Norma Raya. Norma?
Hello, my name is Norma Raya, R-A-Y-A. The problems that I ran into with some of these people when I was doing the home visit is that they were being intimidated by these people from SEIU. And it's some to the point that they told them that they were threatened by calling immigration on them. And one of the persons that I talked to, he said, yeah, they threatened to call immigration on me, but he says, he just laughed in their faces because he said, I'm a citizen, so I ain't worried about that. But my father, the one I take care of, he's an immigrant, but he's legal here in the United States. And they would sit for hours in front of their mailboxes until the mailman came so they could take the ballots away from them. Anyway, for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Norma. We will be filing charges against SEIU shortly. Our second set of complaints will be against the election officer who made a series of mistakes that have also denied us our right to a free and fair election. For example, we learned earlier today that hundreds of ballots have been received but remain uncounted. Additionally, the election officer decided not to open ballot envelopes that had been taped closed by the workers, but did decide to count many ballots that were clearly spoiled. Finally, hundreds of other workers did not receive ballots, nor did they receive their replacement ballots in time to vote. We demand our right to a free and fair election. We demand that this election be overturned. We demand that this election be run again. Thank you.